It's 74 degrees in Nashville, partly cloudy right now, though we do expect a mostly sunny day, a high around 90 degrees and some dry weather all through the weekend with highs in the low 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. State law enforcement is investigating Ascension St. Thomas after a series of drug mistakes that led to catastrophic complications for at least four patients. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation confirmed the inquiry to News Channel 5. Families say hospital pharmacists placed the wrong medication in syringes intended for patients undergoing routine outpatient surgeries. Four people who came in for joint replacements were supposed to get painkillers, but were instead given potassium injections. That medication is intended for people with severe potassium deficiencies. If administered incorrectly, it can interfere with both the nervous and cardiovascular systems. This can have extreme side effects, including cardiac arrest. News Channel 5 reports that hospital staff realized there was a problem when multiple patients went into heart failure. At least two people are paralyzed. One of them is on a ventilator. The hospital's administration released a statement apologizing for the mistakes and said it was connecting families with spiritual care teams and any other necessary resources. Chiquid Botanical Garden notched a win with the Metro Board of Zoning Appeals yesterday. On the surface, the issue was whether Metro made a mistake in letting Chiquid move forward with a new parking facility now under construction. But it's also one front in a years-long fight. A Bellmead neighborhood group wants less Chiquid-related traffic passing through their wealthy neighborhood. To spur action, the neighborhood group's lawyer, Chanel Atchison, has targeted how Chiquid is zoned, whether that lets it host big events like concerts, and whether plans for parking are properly permitted.
Chiquid is beloved, and it should not close. But it must obey the law. At some point, the code has to mean what it says. The required approval was never sought, it was never granted, and the zoning administrator could not lawfully approve around it.
Ultimately, the Board of Zoning Appeals sided with Chiquid yesterday, but the broader zoning fight is ongoing. And Atchison has also filed a lawsuit against Metro, essentially arguing it's failed to enforce its own rules around Chiquid. Well, there's good news for Antioch's burgeoning Chinatown development. The grocery store that anchors the complex is not in the way of the state's planned expansion of Interstate 24. The Pan-Asia supermarket just opened 6 months ago. It could have faced demolition under one construction option for the addition of paid choice lanes on I-24. However, News Channel 5 reports that the state has opted for a different construction plan that spares the store, as well as the Hickory Hollow Parkway Bridge and the Noble Place townhomes. The state intends to add the toll lanes along 26 miles of I-24 between Nashville and Murfreesboro. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.